Jabir radiallahu ta'ala an, he quotes that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, shall I not tell you the best amongst you, the best person amongst you? Shall I not tell you about that person? Dear respected viewers of Running Channel, before I move towards the hadith of Agha Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, today we want to become best. In any field we are, we want to top in that field, we want to excel in that field, we want to become best in that field. But subhanallah, let's ask from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is best? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was answered by Sahaba Ikram, why not ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Aka alayhi salatu wa sallam said, the one who is the best in his akhlaq, in his good character, in his good manners, in his behavior, in his attitude. That person is the best amongst you. And it has been mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, he quotes that Aka alayhi salatu wa sallam said, on scale, no amal is more weightier, like it possesses more weight than akhlaq. There is no other amal which is more in weight than the amal, than the action of possessing good manners. Subhanallah. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was once asked about akhlaq. Aka alayhi salatu wa salam recited one ayah of Quran. Khudil aswa wa'mur bil urfi وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam recited this ayah. The translation is, O beloved, adopt forgiveness and command good and turn away from the ignorant. Allahu Akbar. And then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that good akhlaq, husn akhlaq is that if someone breaks ties with you, you should mend the relationship with him. And the one who deprives you, you provide him. And the one who oppresses you, you forgive him. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has briefly explained this is akhlaq. And Aka alayhi salatu wa salam's life is at its climax when it comes to express the akhlaq, when it comes to talk about good manners, when it comes to talk about the good character, and when it comes to talk about good manners. And subhanallah, it's a role model for us to follow. His uswa-i hasana is for us to follow, inshallah, for our salvation. But dear respected viewers of Parliament Channel, Quran has praised the akhlaq of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Innaka la'ala khuluqin azeem. Allahu Akbar. But dear respected viewers of Parliament Channel, how can we adopt these beautiful traits, these beautiful qualities we can learn from the seerah of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and we can also perfect our akhlaq insha'Allah azza wa jalla. And remember, this is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that I am being sent to perfect the manners of this creation. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came for the takmeel of akhlaq. This was one of the beautiful reasons of arrival of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And not only he showed them through his own self, through his own character, but he transformed the akhlaq of many Sahaba ikram. He changed the perception of the people who were surrounded by him. He changed the akhlaq in manners. He perfected the akhlaq of the upcoming generations. Alhamdulillah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam.